Hello, everyone, and welcome to the First Income Advisors monthly sales call, One Superb Sales Idea Call. I'm Brian Gengler. I'm joined today with my partner, Mr. Mike Starenka. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm always fantastic. Life is good.
Life is very good. You know, we got some, I got a great topic, but before we jump into that, we got some great news on the DOL fiduciary rule.
Yes.
We now have a stay until July of 2019.
Yep. So, year and a half from now, and chance, there's a good chance the whole thing could be thrown out. You know,
I would agree. You know, everything I'm hearing from the insurance carriers, the executive teams are they would agree with that. I also talked with some insiders from NAFA, and you know, everything that they're hearing is that the litigation that was in place had some real merit, and so instead of trying to push this thing through with the potential litigation and potentially being thrown out all in its entirety, the DOL just came out and said, hey, we're gonna put it on hiatus. It was supposed to go through January 1st of 2018, and they moved it back a full 18 months from that date till July of 2019. So
yep.
Lots more to come, but the best thing for our advisors is, as of now, it's business as usual, and that's a
yes.
Very, very good thing.
Yep, very good.
So it was great to see you last week. We're actually in the series of calls that we're doing on building a bigger business. And I have, a really, really cool topic, especially at this time of the season, that I was hoping to discuss with you today. And that is the need for consistent marketing.
Yes, yes.
And so many of our guys now are, you know, at the $500,000 or $1 million a month clip, they're doing more business than they ever thought that they could do. They've had significant growth in the last 12 or maybe 18 months. We recorded the call on adding to staff and why you need to have extra bodies on there to support the growth. But I think something that goes hand in hand with that is I need to have consistent marketing going on every month. And, of course, a lot of our guys are seminar guys.
Right.
And so, in the spirit of having consistent marketing, did you ever have a bad seminar?
No. Yes. Yes. I've had bad seminars. I've had bad months. I've had bad quarters. But I didn't give up, and I kept doing it. And it always, the numbers always worked out by the end of the year to be, you know, $30 million to $40 million in annuity production. We always got 6 to 8 new clients a month. You know, it's just... Let me tell you a quick story. About 17 years ago, I was doing the E-Myth again, and I was analyzing my numbers, and I was like, you know, wow, I had a month where I did $400,000 in commissions, and then a month where I did $20,000, and then $30,000, and then a month where I did $120,000, and then a month where I did $20,000, then a month when I did $10,000. And I was like, you know, it's like an EKG chart, you know, and it's like, what's going on? And it hit me, and it sounds so simple, but advisors, especially we're in the middle of doing stuff and chasing things, we don't really get it. But the thing that I found out was when I saw more people, I made more money. Okay? So let me repeat that again. When I see more people, I write more business. Okay? So what's the best way to get in front of people? In my opinion, it's seminars. I think it always was. I think it always will be. Will it change and morph and this and that? Yes. But when people say, oh, seminars aren't working or they're not doing great for me, well, so they're doing great for nobody? So the person that's doing them now is going to give up, and then you'll be the one sitting there still doing them. So you'll get the residual efforts of staying in it long term versus somebody else. And the other thing I recognize is I was doing 2 seminars a month, and I was writing, I don't know, 10 million, 12 million, 15 million a year. And I had to get in my mind that I was going to take my profits, reinvest back into marketing. And I don't care how you get your leads or what you pay for them or whatever. If you can get 20 new appointments every single month, you can write $30 million of annuity business, like clockwork, okay? And so I don't care how you get to 20. I think seminars are probably the easiest way to get in front of 20 qualified people coming into your office. Will you always get 20? No. There were times when we only got 10. And so I would tell my staff, hey, it's a light month on these seminars, man. We're just sucking wind. So we got to put our game face on and make the most out of these 10, which means we might be a little more open to taking a client that I wouldn't normally take. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so, you know, see more people. I just do the math real quick. The average commission that an advisor makes is probably $20,000, plus or minus. Is that about right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. So if you make $20,000 and the appointment costs you $1,000, okay, let's say it costs $2,000 for an appointment. If you had 10 appointments, right, you paid $20,000. And if you closed 3 of them, you would make $60,000, right?
Yes.
So that leaves you $40,000 extra. And that's if you paid $2,000 for an appointment. Now, I've had stretches in my career where I paid $1,500 for an appointment. I've had stretches where I paid $2,000. Now, I made $50,000 per appointment, per sale. I mean, so, you know, and as you get more seasoned at writing bigger and bigger tickets, you're going to end up making more revenue per close, which gives you more, maybe it gives you a little more confidence in knowing that, hey, if I spend this money on marketing, it'll come back to me. But you then have to work that list. You know, if people came to your seminar, signed up for the appointment, came in for the appointment, they're there. You can't let them skate out the door, you know, by being, I don't know, maybe being desperate. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, but, and then what are other things you can do? I mean, you can get referrals, okay? Which, so let's just, and we used to do this. So my whole business model was set up on 6 appointments for a seminar that would come in to see me. So that's 24. And out of those 24, 18 would be qualified. Okay, meaning 6 were not qualified, okay? But let's say your numbers went down to 4. Okay, now you got to fight in the trenches, which means I'm meeting with 4 people that are qualified, and I floated out in the very first appointment, hey, I do a lot of business word of mouth, and if you like what we're doing, maybe you can refer me to a person that you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I can tell you from experience that if you say that to 4 people that are brand new prospects to your company, at least 1 out of those 4 is going to say the following. Well, Brian, I'm glad you mentioned that because we have somebody, one of our friends told us to let them know how the experience is with you because if we like you, they're going to come in and see you as well. And then you say, oh, what's their name? And, oh, it's Bob and Sally. Okay, got it. And then you love up on those people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
you love up on them, get them on paper, on something, so you can get Bob and Sally coming in. I mean, there's been occasions where I got Bob and Sally as a client, and I didn't get the other people as a client, you know, because for whatever reason, they went a different avenue, but I bonded so well with their referral that it was, you know, it was a layup, you know. So the big thing is what kind of consistency. If once I gain momentum in marketing, you never stop. You stop when you're retired, okay? But until you're retired with a large sum of money in the bank, you don't stop, which means you continually reinvest. And the biggest problems I think we've both seen with advisors is they start something, then they hit a little rough patch. And it doesn't take much of a rough patch. It could be like a tire leaking a little air, and they're acting like the tire fell off the car and they're in a ditch. And I'm like, I've had an advisor say, well, you know, I only got 4 appointments from the last seminar. Okay, so, I mean, I've done 500 or 600, maybe probably 800 seminars, okay? Out of those 800, 100 of them were really bad, okay? Like, really bad. And 100 of them were really good. I mean, really good. And the other 600 were about average, you know? And if you think about that, if you take 12 months of the calendar, you're going to have times where it's better than other times. It could be just what's going on in the news. You know, for last week or so, it was all this stuff about North Korea or something. You know, like there's going to be a nuclear war. Now there's a stand down. No nuclear war. Stock market's up again. But whatever the concerns are, either people are optimistic about the stock market or they're pessimistic about the stock market. But it goes back to what is our value proposition? Our value proposition is determining their income for retirement. And do we want that as a sure thing or a maybe? You know, and it's as simple as remembering why people come to sit in front of you, okay? I mean, you're the expert. You're the one that took the classes, to take the test, to get the licenses, to establish the business, to hire the personnel, to pay for the marketing, to do the seminar, to run the appointment. It's not the other way around, okay? Otherwise, you would be sitting at your prospect's table, right?
Right.
But they're sitting at your table, and sometimes we forget that, you know? And it's like, you're the guy, you're the man or the woman that has the answers. They don't have the answers. If they did, I can tell you they would not be sitting down with you. They'd say, oh, we got everything set. We're good, you know?
So, you know, we've recorded calls before on maintaining momentum during the summer months and during the holiday season, but you consistently did 4 seminars a month, 12 months out of the year.
I did. And in December, I would run them all first to second week, didn't do anything past like the 14th or 15th, you know, because you're going to lose those people, you know. But, I mean, that's what I did. I'd have staff, and staff would say, you know, it's slow this month or that month. And I'm like, you know what? There's people retiring every single day. There's people getting laid off every single day. There's people getting fired every single day. There's people that are upset with their broker every single day. There's people moving into your area every single day. You know, there's people selling assets like a business every single day. So is there a month out of the year where more people retire than other months? You know, is there a month where there's more rollovers than any other month? Is there a month where people get fired more than every other month? Where they sell their house or their business or move to a new location every single? I don't know, you know. But if I'm consistently out there, I'm going to be the one that people seek out. You know, it's as simple as that.
You know,
if you need to, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, you drop a 7,500 or 10,000 piece mailing to get 20, 25 responses. There's a lot of people that it just wasn't the right time.
Well, that's what I used to look at. People would say, you know, my response rate sucks. And I'd say, okay, I get it. So out of 10,000 people, 20 said yes. So 9,980 said no. Or not yet. Not this month. Maybe next month. And I can tell you, I can count on my hands easily. This happened 10, 20 times where I'd have a prospect come in and said, you know, see this mailer? You've been mailing me this thing for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And they throw it on my desk. They say, well, you finally got me. I'm here. I'm like, I get everybody, you know, because if you're going to retire, I want to be top of mind. And so you want to be top of mind in your area. You should always be mailing your area. And then you want to refresh a list with the mail house. Sometimes the mail house list gets a little stale. Sometimes you might need to rotate a mail house. You can do that. That's no issue. But, you know, for goodness sakes, if you have a bad stretch in seminars, don't let it discourage you to the point that you give them up, you know. And then the other thing is, think about what you're saying in your opening and that you're closing. If the number of appointments you're getting is poor. And, you know, we can role play with any advisor. They call us, right, and say, hey, this is what you should do. I mean, that's what we're here for. So, you know, if they need help, we're here to help them, you know. But we can't help you if you don't know that you need help. But sometimes it's as simple as, you know, it's just like, have you ever met a salesman who's desperate to make a sale?
Of course.
And what do you smell on him?
I can smell desperation.
Desperation and fear and maybe even death. You know, I mean, it's really bad. And so if sometimes I might have that when I'm giving a presentation, or when I'm trying to close my seminar because I'm in a negative mood. And I don't care. You can be in a negative mood before and after, but during, you better be Mr. Positive, okay? Fake it till you make it. Put on a face. Say, we can't wait to see you. People love the type of planning we do. You'll love it too. You know, can't wait to see you. Sally in the back has got my calendar. She's got a little kit for you to take home. If you sign up now to come see us, we'll see you sometime in the next couple of weeks. Let me tell you what you're going to get. We're going to talk for about an hour. We never do business on a first meeting. And we're going to map out an income for life plan. And then we'll be able to show you on this big flat screen television what your income is going to be like for the rest of your life. And if you're married, we'll do the he dies, she dies button, which says what happens if he dies now, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, what is the economic impact going to be for the surviving spouse? Then we'll do the same thing if she dies and what's going to happen, okay? And that's what you'll get when you come in to see it. Everybody loves it. Everybody wants to know those numbers. And so we look forward to seeing you. And it's something as simple as that, Brian. You know, and so sometimes we forget the basics, so we got to go back to the basics. But if we stay with the basics, we don't have to go back to the basics. But, you know, sometimes it's just changing my frame of reference from being a little, you know, wishy-washy. Have you ever met a salesman who's wishy-washy?
Absolutely.
And you say, what should I go with, the blue or the yellow? And what do they say? I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Where somebody else would say, go ahead and get both. Or they say, let's start with the blue, and I'll hold the yellow one for you. And then when you get home tomorrow and you decide you want the yellow one, I'll have it on reserve for you. You know, but, you know, so you got to be firm, okay? Be firm. Stay state what you do, have the passion that you have, because once people see that passion, that you have the passion to actually help them, you know, you'll move a ton of money, and that's contagious. And then the people that you close want to share that information. They say, hey, I met this great guy, man. He did all this stuff. He mapped out our income. He did it. He dies, she dies. We're all set no matter what. I could die tomorrow and she'll still have $100,000 a year of income. And everybody says, wow, that's great. How do we get a hold of this person, you know? So there's a lot of different things you can do with your marketing efforts. But the key is just don't stop. You know, if you're in a rut, call us up, right?
Absolutely.
Call us up, and we'll help you get out of that rut. The best way to get out of that rut is taking some action, you know. But we could talk more about that on a future call. But
well, yeah, I mean, it's so important, and this is where our advisors should be talking to their sales consultants of, you know, spicing up a mailer, changing a mailer, changing a location, changing a mail house. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do to help. You know, it's ironic because I can't tell you how many calls I have, coaching calls I have with our advisors, that they come out, and especially, you know, the first couple of times, the first 3 months of doing the seminar, and they're walking out with 6, 7, 8, 9 appointments. And it's magic. And I always remind them that you're not that good. And there's going to be times when you walk out with 4 or 5 appointments or 3 or 4 appointments and you're not that bad. It's just it's just that cycle, whether it's a full moon or who knows what, maybe you just weren't on that night. I mean, who knows what? It's a numbers deal, and it needs to become part of your daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly routine of I do these seminars because over the year it will get me in front of enough people to write my number.
It'll average out. You know, you've seen the movie Star Wars, right?
Of course.
There's a famous barroom scene where they go in and they see all these odd-looking creatures, right?
Yes.
I've had seminars that resembled that scene where I went in and I'm like, what the heck? I mean, I got a guy on an oxygen mask. I got a woman bringing her own mixed drink from home in a plastic cup to Ruth Chris. I got, somebody trying to bring in their kids or grandkids. I mean, I've seen, and you look at it, and you're like, what the heck is going on here? You know? And so when I take an assessment of the crowd, I look at it, I might say to Barbara, who was with me for most of my, I'd say, Barbara, this is an odd crowd, but there's 2 or 3 that got to be good. And she'd say, here's the 2 or 3. I'm like, let's just go for those. The rest of the people, I could care less. Unless they come up to you and say, I got $5 million. You know, I don't even care. But just go and get those 2 or 3 appointments. She'd say, okay. You know, because, I mean, there's always gold in there, okay? And in my opinion, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's pretty near improbable that you would do 4 seminars and not make at least $20,000 or whatever it costs you to put on the seminars. And, I mean, that's in a very worst-case scenario. But, again, let's say all you did is make $40,000 for the seminars, and you gained 3 new clients. Does that give you 3 opportunities for referrals?
Of course it does.
Yes. And that now if you get just one referral, that 40,000 that you made goes up to 55 or 60. And what was the cost of that referral? 0. It was already baked into what you already set out as an expense. So always remember, introduce referrals into the first appointment, second. I introduce it in my seminar. We get a lot of people word of mouth. You know, some of you are here because somebody mentioned us, you know, and we look forward to seeing you. So lots of different things you can do.
Good. So I appreciate that. I think, you know, especially this time of the season, it's important for our advisors to hear that, that not every seminar you ever did was magic. It does ebb and flow. But the important thing is that I just keep doing it over and over and over again, because I know at the end of 12 months or at the end of 18 months, it will all take care of itself.
Yep, always does.
So for those of you on the call, one of the things that we have our consultants doing right now, if you're thinking about and you're on an ebb and flow of a seminar and things aren't going right for you, we've got a list of different things that you could be doing, changes you could make to your seminar system that I think will really spice it up. So give us a call, 888-556-1379. Again, 888-556-1379. Our sales consultants are ready to take you through those changes, give you some ideas, and make sure that you are doing consistent marketing. So, Mike Starenka, I appreciate you taking time. It was
yep.
a very, very good
yep.
call. And with that, we will sign off.
Okay. Talk to you soon.